This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Of God, that this morning He will reveal His grace and mercy to someone. I can't hear you say amen. And one of the ways to describe the function of grace and mercy is in this scripture, Hebrews 4. Let's read one to go. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of what? Into the throne of what? That we may obtain what? And find grace to do what? To help in time of need. Somebody say night of help. Say night of help. As we sing of His mercy and His grace, we will place a demand on the help of God for the nations of the earth, for Israel, for spiritual Israel. We have been raised in this time to stand in the gap. This is a very pivotal time in history. And can I tell you, this hallelujah challenge is beyond your needs. Your needs will be met. Say your needs will be met. Say my needs will be met. But beyond that, there is something God is using us to accomplish on the earth at this time. Hope you know there were 3 earthquakes yesterday. 3 earthquakes. The same day, you know, the war in Israel and Gaza began. So these are the last days. Hallelujah. And God is raising prophetic service who will intercede in worship and praise. And I believe Hallelujah Challenge is one of that. Say, Father, tonight, reveal your glory in my life. Show forth your glory in my life. Shine forth your glory in my life. Say, reveal your glory in our praise in the nations of the earth. Tonight, open your mouth and pray. Let's begin with that prayer.
Come, somebody say, send help, oh Lord, as we praise God. He's dispatching
microphone in the room. Room mic. receive, I bring you a message from the throne of grace. According to the time of life, mark today day 5. You will carry your baby. You will carry your baby. Carry your baby. You carry your baby. You carry your baby. Ask your baby.
Oh,
so confident be. And his mercy. There is a lady, you think you've made too many mistakes in your life. You are looking back. How can I recover lost years? All of the mistakes I've made, all of the errors, all of the ditches. I bring you a message from the throne of grace. Grace will make it up for you. You people are not saying amen. Don't get used to these things. I said grace will make it up for you. The danger of being here, listen, the danger of being close to the altar is that you get used to it. May we not be signboards pointing people and not going ourselves. When I pray, say amen. The husbandman shall be what? See, anytime I minister, I take my own first. Say, take your own first. I say, whatever mistakes you make, grace will make up for you. Say, Father, for every mistake, for every time I have lost, let your grace make up for me. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Let grace make up for me. Grace is my advantage. Let grace make up. Let grace make up for me. Let grace make up for my shortcomings. Let grace make up for my errors. Let grace make up for me. 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 My God. Let grace make up for me. Let your grace make up for me. This coming week, let grace make up for me. Say, let grace speak for me. Let grace speak for me. This week, oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. Therefore, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let grace speak for me. Tell him where you want grace to speak for you. He's the God of all grace. Say, God of all grace, make up for me. Speak for me. When my name is mentioned, when my case is mentioned, when my matter is mentioned, let grace speak for me. Open your mouth. This is a night of help. My God. Where's mercy shall. Because he's good. I was at the Manchester program with my friend Apostle Joshua Selman in Manchester, and before I ministered, the Holy Spirit taught me once prayer. I was about to go minister and I found myself saying, Lord, I lay down my experience, I lay down my skill, I lay down my gift, and I lean wholly, say lean wholly on your mercy. I lean wholly on your mercy. Show me your mercy. Say, Father, this coming week, this month, this year, I lean wholly on your mercy. I drink from the fountain of mercy. Your mercy speaks for me. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you. mercy. Psalm 85 verse 7. Show me your mercy and grant me thy salvation. Show us your mercy and grant us thy salvation. Tell him concerning this matter. Show me your mercy and grant us your salvation. See, as I go to work this week, show me your mercy. As I walk with you this week, show me your mercy. This is a night of grace and mercy. Amen. Amen. Let's pray a swag prayer. See, I'm going to have a game this week. Pastor Nathaniel, what is the game? Grace and mercy experience. Your testimony this week will be grace and mercy. Mercy withholds wrath from you. Grace gives you what you don't deserve. So when you combine the two together, you call it a game. I'm going to have a game this week. See, I'm going to have a game this week. See, I'm going to have a grace and mercy experience this week. See, as I step into the new week, you better act it prophetically. As I step into the new week, I will have a game this week. I will have a grace and mercy experience this week on my job, in my marriage, in my ministry, in my walk with God. I will have a game. I will have a grace and mercy experience. Open your mouth and confess that. I'm having a game this week. Grace and mercy experience. My God. Grace brings to me what I don't deserve. The good things I don't deserve. Mercy would withhold the judgment that is due me. Therefore, I'm having a game. Amen. 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 Mighty name we pray. Sorry, something is tripping up somewhere, so they are checking that out. So don't get distracted. Have you sorted it out? The vibration is okay. Well, it's an earthquake. So it's a good problem. It means intensity is high, but also increase your capacity. As we increase our intensity, increase your capacity. Media. Enlarge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we're going to ask God for help. Now, everything we've been praying is still a prayer of help. But let's dial the 911 line of heaven. Psalm 20. Say, this week I will have a game. I will have a grace and mercy experience. And his mercy shall. Make this your theme song tomorrow. Be or today. And his mercy.
And his mercy.
Psalm 20 verse 2 says, send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Say, Father. That's weak. Say, Father. This week, every step of the way, send me help from your sanctuary and strengthen me out of Zion. Open your mouth and pray. Every step of the way, send me help. You will experience help this week. Say, send me angelic help. Send me destiny helpers. Send me help by your spirit. Send me help by way of ideas. Send me help by way of solutions. Send me help in my choices. Help me to make right choices. Help me to make the right choices. Send me help. There is a doctor praying this prayer. Receive the help of God on your job, in your surgeries. You will have the best surgeries this week. The Lord teaches your hands to war and your fingers to battle. Send me help. Somebody says, send me angelic help. Pray that prayer. Angelic help. For angels and ministering spirits send forth to those that shall be heirs of salvation. Say, send me human help. Say, send me financial help this week. Someone may need emotional help, strength, grace. Receive it now. In Jesus' mighty name, I hear this prayer. Isaiah 48:17. No losses this week. Say no losses. For those of you in business, get ready. What you did not sell before today, you will sell today. Thus saith the Lord, Psalm 48 verse 17, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Say, Father, this week, I receive help to profit. I receive help by way of divine guidance and direction. I will make right choices. I will make right choices. I receive help. I receive grace and mercy to profit and make right choices. Open your mouth and pray. You are a function of your decisions. You are a sum total of your decisions. I make right choices. You lead me in the way to go. Lead me in the way to profit. Jesus' mighty name. And when we talk about help, we are talking about one person. Who's the person? Say the Holy Ghost. He's the paraclete. He's the helper. is the embodiment of help. Are you ready? Are you ready to cry out? It's a simple prayer. It may not sound deep, but it's deep. Sometimes what we think is deep is not deep. The, you know, exegesis, the polydispia, the Greek, the Hebrew, is good. But sometimes a sincere cry from your help, Holy Spirit, help me, is very deep. You cry, say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, carry me. Holy Spirit, guide me. You are my helper. Help me. Open your mouth and pray from your heart. Holy Spirit, carry me. Oh. Holy Spirit, help me. Oh. Help me, Holy Spirit. I cannot do it on my own. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Holy Spirit, carry me. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decisions. Help us, Lord. Jesus' mighty name. I've shared this story before. When I felt it was time to marry, I'm saying this because I want to introduce the next prayer point. When it was time for me to marry, I felt that it was that season. It was that season. I went to the redemption camp. Redemption camp. I'm always writing stuff, so I had a book. So I went before God and said, Lord, I have very wonderful sister friends in our church, you know, very, you know, potential wives, marriageable. I wrote them out, the ones I was friends with, not my girlfriends. I just, you know, looked at people in church who are around me, and I feel this is a good sister, good sister. And I wrote a couple of them. You know what I prayed? God helps me. I don't know where I had this understanding from. I said, Lord, I don't even know myself that much. Talk less of knowing who to marry. I said, please help me. It is either one of these people or it's none of them. Help me. I relinquished my choice to you. Choose for me. I left that retreat knowing it was none on that list. And God helped me and settled me. Now, there are people in the valley of decisions. There are things you've been dilly-dallying about. This is your moment. Lift up both of your hands. Say, Holy Spirit, direct me. Help me. Guide me. Show me. Then tell him in the specific areas you want him to show you. Either in the vision of the night, by inward witness. Some of you are asking, should I relocate? Shouldn't I relocate? Should I take the job? Should I marry him? Should I marry her? And let me tell you, you are a sum total of your decisions. Your destiny is a function of your decisions. Your decisions. Why don't you outsource it to the helper, the Holy Spirit? That's the secret of success. Being led by God. Say, Holy Spirit, lead me. I need help by way of my decisions. Help me. Let the eye of my understanding be enlightened. I want to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to invest, who to invest with, where to fellowship, where to go to church, when to travel, when not to travel. Help me. Help me. It's a night of help. And ask him for help in any other area. Say, send help. Psalm 40 verse 17. Some people need help and they don't have time. It's urgent help. Urgent help. Psalm 40 verse 17. But I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God. In other words, make haste, O God, to help me. Make haste. Psalm 70 verse 1 to 5. Psalm 70. Give me the NLT. Thank you, media. Thank you for being quick and fast. Let's be together. I want to go. Please, God, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. You know the interpretation of this in Pidgin English. God, I beg. God, I beg. For those who need urgent help, your time is very slim. Ask for urgent help quick. God, I beg. Send help quickly. You know, for those of you that if you don't get help now, you end up in trouble. Say, send help quickly. Send help. God, I beg. Send help. Send help. Send help. Father, I ask for help for Nigeria. Nigeria's help is urgent. Send our leaders help as they formulate policies in their decisions. Please, can you pray for Nigeria right now, your nation? Say, Lord, send help quickly. Rescue us quickly. Send help to Nigeria. Send help to Israel. Quickly. Send help to nations going through hell right now. Send help to nations at war. Send help. Our economy needs help. Send help. Send angels. Please raise that prayer. Let's release help to God's people. Say, send help. Urgent help. God, I beg. Send help. Hey. Send help. Someone's marriage needs help. Send help. Send help. Send help to that marriage. Send help to that child. Send help to Africa. Lord, send help to Nigeria. A dollar is 1 to 1,000 naira. Send help. Send help. The poor are suffering. Send help. Send saviors. Send wisdom to the government. Help them to make the right choices. Send help to our nation. Send help to the nations of the earth. Send help. Urgent help. Say, we receive your help. In Jesus' mighty name. 2 Chronicles 15:26. That's our last prayer for help. We have danced around our journal, so we won't dance again. Alright. this week will be a special week. By the way, before I forget, today at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Come and See. Come and See is our testimony live session on Instagram. Ogima, I'm going to host you. Share that your testimony. Amen. Let's encourage them. Because, you know, people keep asking, who is Ogima? This is Ogima Konga. Ogima Konga. God has helped him. This is a man helped by God. I'm proud to say one of my prodigies, one of the mighty men we are raising. I've seen him grow in stature, doing an incredible work in the house of God. One of our pastors, and you know, raising a strong choir. Amen. 15 verse. Okay, just look for that scripture that says marvelously helped. I think maybe I'm confusing it. 15 something. Or 1 Chronicles 15:26, one of those. Zada verses. I'm just mixing it up right now. Are you being blessed by the Hallelujah Challenge? So if you've had a testimony, preferably in this challenge or maybe any other editions, and you want to share life, you want, you know, to come on life with me, please send an email. Amara, where should they send it to? Where would they normally send it to? Put it on the screen quickly. Sioja, put it on the screen. Let me tell them. 7 p.m. today. 2 Chronicles 26:15. 26:15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers, upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones without. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. Everyone will pray this prayer, but can I pray for those who are like developers? People who do huge projects. You know, I invest in real estate. May you be marvelously helped. Say, I am marvelously helped till I'm very strong in my projects, in everything that concerns me. I experience marvelous help. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I am marvelously helped until I'm very strong. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Now, I'm talking about those who want to be on Instagram tomorrow, today. Come and see. Is this the email? I can't hear now. I can't use word of knowledge to hear now. Come. Eh? Sorry? The link, that's what she tell them. Okay. Okay, I'm going to put out the information on my page. They don't have an answer to me, for me right now. Now, before we go, there is a very peculiar set of people that need urgent help. Urgent help, and theirs has to do with eternity. Because if you die now, is finished. There is no hope for you. So, you are the one most in need of help. If you are not born again, if Jesus is not your Lord and Savior, and don't go without hearing the blast of the trumpet. You want to say, Pastor Nathaniel, I want to give my life on the Hallelujah Challenge. I want it to be on record that I gave my life to Jesus Christ. I got into a relationship with Him. I entered a covenant with Him. At the Hallelujah Challenge, all you need to do is to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that He died and rose again, and that He's the Son of God, and you will be saved, and accept His sacrifice, and His Holy Spirit will come into you and work out this new life through you, in and through you. So lift up your right hand and say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe your word. I believe you came. I believe you died. I believe you rose again. Thank you for dying for me. I acknowledge I'm a sinner. I cannot save myself. Save me. Help me. Wash me in your blood. Break the power of sin. Come into my heart. Live your life in and through me. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I declare I am born again. My sins are forgiven. and I am brand new. Put your hands together for our new brothers and sisters. They are born again. Congratulations. Father, I declare everyone right now saved to the uttermost. In addition to their salvation, give them a testimony this week. I see the hot testimony. Please forgive me. I like to share my words like that, but they come to pass. May you have as an I see the hot testimony. What do I mean? Hot, you know, freshly baked testimony. Say, I receive my freshly baked testimony. I see the hot testimony. In other words, you sleep and wake up and bam, that's come. Say bam. Hallelujah. Amen. So please fill the form. HallelujahChallengeLive.com. New convert. Just click the link. Fill the form and we will connect with you. We want to give you a Bible, some pamphlets, and just have a few sessions on Zoom with you to help you become established in the faith. Amen. God bless you. On the 22nd of October, we will have Hallelujah Festival. But we will be releasing the first batch of tickets on the 7th day, day 7. That's today's day 6. That's tomorrow. Tomorrow, fastest finger. May you receive help. So, during one of the sessions, when we close, we will just count on your mouth, set, go, release the link, and fastest fingers. But I don't know. We've been thinking about, you know, should we just open it up for people to come, but we can't contain the crowd. So we've got to register. But we will have, no, I don't want to say I'll reserve a few tickets because, you know, people would, they will hijack me. Amen. But so we'll release the first batch of tickets on day 7 tomorrow. Dunsi will be there. Tokozo will be there. Victor Arenze will be there. All these are fire brands. Amen. We'll have some other people supporting the team will be there. Love Song, Sound of Many Waters. My pastor will be there. You know, Apostle Selma may just show up like that. That's if he decides he's not going for Koinonia. But we'll bring him on one of the nights. Amen. Like we did. Amen. Now, if you want to be a part of what we are doing, you want to give, you want to partner, you've been blessed. And you want to say, Pastor Nathaniel, I want to, you know, just bless you guys. Bless the team. I want to support what you are doing. You can imagine what it costs to run this every day, the team. We have a lodge for the team. We feed them every day. We transport them and, you know, to work. We, you know, then the festival at a co-hotel. Hope you know that they won't give me a co-hotel because I sing Onisha Iyanu. Amen. You pay some millions. The sound. The flight, the cause of 16 of them. But God is faithful. You've been. So give to us that and you'll be blessed. Amen. Let's blow the trumpet and close. Say, I receive my acide hot testimony. My freshly baked testimony this week. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Father, we seal these declarations with this trumpet sound. We release help to your people. May you have a gain this week. May you have a grace and mercy experience. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious unto you. May Yahweh lift up the light of his countenance upon you and show you his shalom. Amen. You, may the Lord visit you in your dreams. Jesus, yeah, you have done it again. Jesus, yeah, in your special way, what was impossible?
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.